Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. Haisa Nesuna Betzad HaAskufa. If the pot, this earthenware pot that we discussed earlier, was placed opposite the threshold of the house, Shim Tala, that if we were to elevate it, now it's by the front door of the house, so if we were to pick it up, although it's outside the house, Hinegaz Bamashkaif Pesach Tefach, it would touch the top of the doorway, the lintel, and would overlap with it a square Tefach. So the halacha is tuma tachtehav. There's tuma underneath this earthenware pot, and there's no tefach between the pot and the ground. So therefore, it's now tuma ritzutza. It's going to be a sealed tuma, which is bokas v'ayla bokas v'aredes. Or if the tuma is b'seicha inside the pot, oyal gab or on top of the lip of the pot, we'll say tuma bokas v'ayla bokas v'aredes. The tuma goes straight up and straight down, and will only be metami what's exactly opposite it, but it won't spread to the sides underneath the door lintel into the house. Whereas haisa, what if the pot was gevayim in arts tefach? It was a tefach above the ground. So now the pot has a status of a ohel. Tuma tachtehav, this tuma underneath the pot, oy babayis, or if this tuma in the house. Since there's an overlap between them, they now merge to become one big ohel. Therefore, tachtehav habayis tamei, whatever is underneath the pot or whatever is inside the house is going to be tame if there's tuma underneath either one of them. I will teichav a gaba, but whatever is inside this earthenware pot or what's on top of it will be tahar, because we look at it due to good asik as if the pot was elevated and is up against the lintel, and therefore it can have the status of defunais of an oihel. Since it's a tefach above the ground, the walls now become the walls of an oihel, and they can be chaytzeitz b'fnei hatuma. B'seicha, if the tuma is inside of the pot, el gaba, or above the pot, hakol tami, everything's going to be tami. She'im tale, eina negas b'mashgayf pesach tefach. Now, what if the pot, which was a tefach above the ground, if you would pick it up, there would not be an overlap between the pot and the lintel, the top of the door, a tefach, or if the pot is not even underneath the lintel, rather it's attached above to the door with less than a tefach of a connection, or less of an overlap than a tefach. Tuma tachteha, if there's tuma underneath the pot, ein tamei al tachteha, only that which is under it will become tamei, and whatever's in the house will be tahar. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Habayis Shenistak. If you have a ceiling of a house which cracked, we're talking about if you're facing the front of the house with the door facing you, the house cracked from right to left across. So now, therefore, the front of the house facing you with the door is now one ohel, and the further part of the house away from you is now a second ohel. Tuma Bachutz. If there's tuma on the outside part of the house, closer to you, kalim shebifnim, the kalim which might be under the inside, the part of the house, which is further from you, will be tahirin, will become tahar. And the reason is, as we discussed in the earlier parakim, because the derech of tumah is latzeis, and not to go in. It goes out, but doesn't go in. So since the door is facing you, the tumah will go out through the door, but it won't pass under that crack in the ceiling to work away from the door. Tumah bifnim, if the tumah is in the area further away from you, kalim shebachutz, what is the status of the kalim which are closer to you? Beis Shammai says they are tamei ad shehei besedek abo tfachim. The kalim will be tamei unless the crack is four tfachim wide. If it's that wide, then we'll say that that airspace is considered a hefsek, and the tuma would simply go out through the airspace and would not travel under the ohel towards yourself and come out through the front door. Beis Hillel says, Kol Shehu, even if the crack is only a minimal amount, then the tumah would not travel through. Rather, it would, so to speak, go out through the crack. And Rabbi Yossi, Aymer Mishum Beis Hillel, Peseach Tefach, one, the crack must be at least the width of a tefach.